السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 25th of January, corresponding with the 25th of Rajab. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خياركم لنسائهم خلقا. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afa, afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your efforts and may the Ummah benefit from the beautiful advices and nasiha rendered every morning by your good self. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Munli. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Rajab, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 42, Surah Ash-Shura, that is the mutual consultation, and verses number 27, 28 and 29. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us the secrets Today's world, every person, almost 90-95%, wants to become a millionaire, billionaire. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the Noble Quran. That is why human being, the masterpiece, has become so ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Go and read, O Muslim, O Muslimah, chapter number 100, Surah Al-Adiyat. The first five verses, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is praising the loyalty of the horses to their owners, to their managers, to their people who are supervising them. They prepare to even make the supreme sacrifice and give their life. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقَا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَا. Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison. And this Hazrat the Insan, me and you, what has happened to us? We're supposed to be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot bohot hi na shukr. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Lakanud is mubalagha, hyperbole, intense form. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And the best testimony to that, the more Almighty Allah gives us the wealth and assets, the more bold and brazen we become in committing vices. We can buy off the judge, we can buy off the politician, we can buy off the maulana, we can buy off the mufti sahab, we can buy off majority of the people. What is the cause for the unthankfulness to Almighty Allah, ingratitude and nashukri to Almighty Allah? What is the rationale? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This human being, he loves the world intensely, madly. Almighty Allah made a divine system. Everything we will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. This is chapter number 43, Surah Zukhruf, and verse number 32. Almighty Allah states, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We divided and distributed their sustenance, their provision, their livelihood in this worldly life. Some are rich, some are middle class, some are poor, some are in abject poverty. وَرَفَعَنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. We elevated the ranks of one another so that some will belong to the super rich, some middle class, some poor, some abject poverty. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. So that some will be able to employ one another, and so forth and so on. Then there will be harmony, peace and tranquility on this earth. Otherwise, that is our lesson today. Chapter 42, verse number 27. وَلَوْ. Law comes for hypothetically, for argument's sake. Allah sabidil farz. So hypothetically, for argument's sake, and if Almighty Allah basatallahu rizqa li ibadihi, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala had to grant in abundance his rizq and sustenance to his servants, everybody a millionaire, everybody a billionaire, what should have been the result? Labaghaw fil ard. They should be disobedient to one another. They should be rebels to one another. Why the hell must I work for you? I got my millions. So every person will do what he feel like. This will disturb the natural system. So Almighty Allah, the kaleidoscope of colors, look at our complexion. Some are very, very fair, some very, very dark, some in between, and some certain complexions we never even saw in the world. Every person's features different. So our income also will be different. That is Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. But what Allah has done, the wisdom of Almighty Allah, divine wisdom. وَلَاكِ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ. Nay, and what Allah has done, he has sent down gradually. Therefore we say تَنْزِيل for the Quran Sharif. It was revealed تَدْرِيجًا تَدْرِيجًا piecemeal, gradually. And Almighty Allah sends the rizq and sustenance sustenance, the solids, the liquids, the oxygen, whatever we require, gradually, biqadarin, in the measure, ma yasha, that he deems fit. He wants to decree. Remember, everything happens with the decree of Almighty Allah, and not with our degrees. I'm a MA, I'm a PhD, I'm a this, I'm that. How many thousand people with degrees can't find a job today? Innahu bi'ibadihi khabirun basir. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all aware and all seeing and all observing over His servants. What we do in the brightness of the day, what we do in the darkness of the night in privacy, everything is known to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, ma kana wa ma yakun, the past, present, and future. Sometimes in life, you look at Africa, some places, you look at other parts of the world, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, no rain, people are dying, and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala wants, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you must remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala at all times, all circumstances. Chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Hadith, remember this in Mishkan شريف مستد أحمد قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل حديث قدسي the master مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah جل وعلا states أنا إن ظن أبدي بي as my servant thinks of me that is how I will treat him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an faqihu hadhi al-ummah, the grand mufti of this ummah, used to say, after iman, the greatest gift which Allah has blessed you with, O Muslim, is your husnu dhanni billah. Always remain positive in the mercy of Allah, irrespective whether it is good conditions or adverse conditions. Ibn Abi Dunya has mentioned this. Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, I heard the master Mustafa rahmatullah lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, la yamutu ahadukum, that 3 nights, 3 days before the demise of the master, I heard him saying, la yamutu ahadukum, none of you should pass away, illa huwa yuhsinu dhanna billah, but you must remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So therefore, we must always remain positive. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ, and He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, sends down the rain gradually. If He sends all the rain like a tsunami, we all will drown. Then it will be floods everywhere. There will be tufan. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْتُوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. What happened in the time of Noah, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and the ark and the safina? So Allah Ta'ala sent the deluge and the flood and the tsunami, and the zalims and kuffar, they all were then decimated, destroyed, and they drowned. And that is the justice system of Allah. يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا. After people have become totally disillusioned, they went into a state of despair. But then Allah sends it. The doctor said, go home. We can't do anything. You are going to die in 1 month or 3 months. That is our prognosis. And that person, I know of people, they are still living and their doctor died. You see that? Muslim doctor, non-Muslim doctor. Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. So everything is in the control of Almighty Allah. Yuhyi, where you meet. Only He gives life. Only He gives death. It is His prerogative, exclusive prerogative. مِن بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا. After people have become disillusioned, they entered the state of despair. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَا. And Almighty Allah scatters His mercy. Every droplet, it is the mercy mercy of Almighty Allah. Just go outside and see, it's drizzling. I went outside now and beautiful weather. No drizzle, nothing. But I'm giving you the teachings of Islam. When it starts raining and it's drizzling, just take your fingers, hand put outside and say, Hadithu Ahadin bi Rabbi. That is the latest bounty of my Allah, direct from Allah. And whilst it's raining, Allahumma swayyiban nafiya, swayyiban with a sword. Ya Allah, make this rain beneficial rain. If it is too much rain, then Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Ya Allah, send it to other parts of the world where there's hardly any rain, and not upon us. Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. If there is no rain, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. That is rahmatulil alameen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us wonderful, beautiful du'as and supplications for different situations and conditions. وَيَنْشُرُ rahmata. One rain come. Look at your grass and your lawn, how green it is. Look at the kaleidoscope of colors in your garden, in your farm, in your plantation. And especially for us in South Africa, December, January, and you look at your farm, ask the farmer, it brings a joy to him, and the lawn and the grass and the farm is so lush and so plush, so impressive. And then you look at your mangoes, you look at your leeches, then you look at your watermelon, and you look at all the wonderful fruits which Almighty Allah gave us, different shapes, different textures, different sizes, different everything. And one rain came. Who does all that? That diversity in unity, unity in diversity, everything from him, wahdahu la sharika lahu, from him Almighty Allah, who is one alone and unique, absolutely no associate, no partner, no parents, no siblings, no children. That is him Almighty Allah. Therefore he states, huwa al-waliyul hamid, he alone is the wali, and he will be always our protector. And Al-Hamid, the only one worthy of praise at all times, all places. وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, from his signs and symbols, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ, everything above our head is samawat. Look up and see the clouds, then at night time you see the stars, daytime you see the sun, night time you see the moon. And next week Friday, inshallah, will be first of Sha'ban. InshaAllah al-Aziz, let's wait and see for the sighting of the crescent and the moon. But that's what the calendars are saying. خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, the land, the sand, the forest, the lakes, the jungles, everything he created. He is the sole Khaliq, the only Khaliq, and everything he created. Me and you, we all will die and perish, and demise will take place. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. Everybody, everything shall perish one day. Only he was, is, will always be. Chapter 28, verse 88. وَمَا بَثَّ. And whatever he has scattered, فِيهِمَا, in the heavens and in the earth, the angels, the jinnats, and whatever else in the heavens, and know what we know, what we don't know. And on this land and sand, how Allah has scattered min dabba. Dabba refers to everything. Human being, animals, reptiles, whatever we know, what we don't know, everything is dabba. Kullu ma yadubbu ala al-ard, everything that walks and crawls and moves on this earth. Now when he scattered everybody, everything, when he created everybody, everything, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْئِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. So he definitely has the power to assemble them and bring them all together on the day of justice. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right till the last baby to be born, we all will be there in Maidan-e-Hashar, the day of assembly. Every creation, the animals will also have to answer. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. That is the absolute day of justice. Allah alone is the one who's Dayan. What Dayanu la yamut, hadith in Bayhaqi, that Allah has absolute justice, and therefore Islam is called Deen. The Deen, politically, socially, economically, there must be justice. That is what we say. Islam is the best, and we must share it with the rest without compromising and without being apologetic. Alayna an nu'assir wa la nata'assar. We must influence the lives of others, not we get influenced by the satanic forces and the evil forces as is happening today. Wallahu al-musta'an. Allah alone help me, you, and the entire ummah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 25th of Rajab, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews. And today is ceasefire, day number 7. Day in Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine. So let us give you the news. So the Jutlas, you know Jutlas. Jutlas are the Jews, and the Zionists help them, and the other Haramis help them. So now what happens is this. They say the ceasefire is between Israel and Gaza only. So they can go and attack wherever they want to. So they enter Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, and there they are murdering, killing our people, remember, with whatever they have in Janine, but our Mujahideen, our Hamas, our Jihad-e-Islami are taking them on. So yesterday they trapped them, our people, you know, the masters. Al-Harbu Khuda, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, war is survival of the shrewdest. You must deceive the enemy. So our Mujahideen deceived them, and they sent 5 Jutlas straight to hell. Say Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So that is why we support Taliban in Afghanistan. We support Hamas there in Palestine. And we support all the Mujahideen who belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah throughout the world. Today, the hostage exchange will take place. Mubadalatul Usara. 4 Israeli soldiers. Each one of these ladies, females, is a soldier. And they served in the IDF, the Israeli Diaper Force, Israeli Defense Force. So they will be given to the Israelis. 180 Palestinians will be released, but the Jutlas are Haramis. They won't bring them one time. Few they will bring. They don't want the Palestinians to have big celebrations. Everything we do as Muslims, everything we do as Palestinians, they are burning with jealousy and envy, the Haramis. حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. In Lebanon, the Israeli said, they are targeting Hezbollah. Today, when we look at the statistics, remember that they killed much more civilians compared to the Hezbollah people. And therefore, we want them out tomorrow. Israel, you must get out tomorrow. And that is what the ceasefire was. But you will see America will intervene and the satanic forces will intervene. No, give them some extension. Occupation is terrorism. Remember that. That is the Jutla, the Harami. We salute you, Madam Francesa Albertina, the special rapporteur for Palestine and so forth. She says Israel must be stopped in their tracks. The more they occupy, the more they will want to steal and occupy. And she said, this time Israel must be kicked out and expelled from the United Nations. I sent it out on my ex account yesterday, AK Hussein, and said that they must be expelled from United Nations and from FIFA, these Haramis, Jutlas, cursed nation. Hostages, families, that is the Jutlas. Last night, they blocked the major highways there in Tel Aviv, and they're telling him, Netanyahu, the war criminal, that we must have all the hostages back home. Seal the deal. And that is what they are putting him under pressure. Elon Musk, he grew up in South Africa, born in South Africa. He and his father and they made money here in South Africa. Africa during the apartheid white regime. So don't come tell us we know all their history and geography, and now he is stoking and causing more and more. You understand? The races must increase their racism there against the Pakistanis and the Muslims and so forth in the UK. And that is their mentality, just like Trump. Trump is a big harami, and he is an egoist, and he is a narcissist. And you see how he drops the non-whites. Go ask the Ravi Ravavasi, whatever the hell his name is, the Hindu guy. He thought he's going to get a big post. Day number one, Trump gave him a good kick up his, you know what. The first Friday was prayed Jumma Salat day in the Gaza Masajid. The rubble is lying one side, but Allah's name is being taken. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Jutlas are seeing. How can we defeat these people? We destroyed thousands and hundreds of their masajid, but everywhere they are reconstructing, rebuilding, and they are performing their salat. Hani an lakum ya ahl Gaza. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Izza. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Baraka. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Nusra. That is our Gaza. You brought honor to this Ummah. The times of Israel says, first time Israel lost the war, and the victors were Hamas and the people of Gaza. What a great victory. The question asked by the Haaretz newspaper, why did he, the chief of the Israeli army, who resigned few days ago, why did the IDF commit war crimes against the Palestinians under your watch? So there you have it from the horse's mouth. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. That they're admitting and confessing to their war crimes. We need to wake up, O Ummah. In Pakistan, I support Imran Khan. But Pakistan, majority of the government, choro ki hukumat hai. The thugs are running the show there. The crooked army who are dishonest are running the show there. So the Pakistan, Tahreek-e-Insaf, it doesn't mean I agree with everything of Imran Khan. I agree that Imran Khan is an honest person. He's not corrupted like the rest of Pakistan. In Pakistan, I spent 7 years there approximately. Every second person is corrupted, remember. And politicians, 80%, 90% Maulana, no Maulana, 90% corrupted. Remember, money is sweeter than honey. That is how Pakistan works. So Pakistan, Tahreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan's party withdraws from negotiation. Say, go to hell. You put our guy away, Imran, for 14 years, and now you want we must negotiate with you? No, you go fly a kite. So Trump says he's going to reach out to Putin. He's going to reach out to Xi, and that is the Chinese leader. And now yesterday, Trump is trumpeting away. He says, I will reach out to Kim Ching Chong Ching. You know his name. So that guy there in North Korea. So Trump wants to make peace, he says. But he kicked out so many people yesterday. The flight started already. And they're kicking out the people, illegal immigrants. Russia, Ukraine, and thousands of soldiers, both sides are dying like flies. Trump says, come on, you guys, make peace now. I want you to make peace, but I'm not going to help you $1, oh Ukraine, with your reconstruction. That is your foolish war started by Biden and the NATO, the fools, and we support Putin. Putin is a big harami, but anybody causes harm to America, to Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, we will support them. Captain Cook, his statue is vandalized. There in Australia, this weekend they have Australian Day. You see that? But Captain Cook, they fixed him up. They cooked him up. Okay, that one I gave you. Listen to this here. A Ukrainian boy, 14 years old, right? He's from Ukraine. He enters Belgium, Brussels. He wants to go to a masjid, to a mosque, and attack the people there and the mosque and call because of harm there. Can you believe that? 14-year-old lighty. We must catch him and circumcise him properly. So this is what the media does. They portray the Muslims as terrorists. The small lighty, if Putin is giving your parents a good threshing, so what you coming there to want to cause harm to Muslims and so forth? So they arrested him. So all that is your international news. Let's come to our news. South Africa. Botswana is our neighboring country. Gaborone Gaps, as we say, you know. So the Botswana government criticized South Africa at where? At Davos. You see, not divorce. At Davos, there in Switzerland, you must remember. They said the South African government did A, B, C, X. So South Africa are livid. They are furious. How could on the international arena Botswana criticize us and so forth? I love eggs. I have eggs every day, even in Ramadan. You know, suhoor times every time. So they say the prices of eggs are going to really escalate and increase in South Africa. Yesterday, so many messages I received. The message has gone viral. The story goes something like this. If you are on my group or you are on my contact list, just read the article there. On the I sent it on the status. This Muslim guy, it seems with his wife, family, he went to some restaurant or what have you. He ordered steak. They told him, no steak, we got beef. I something like that it goes. So then he said, no, I want steak and I want this. Anyway, so cut long story short, so that owners of that restaurant, they cut a deal with somebody else. And then they went to buy some haram meat, haram steak. They didn't know that this guy is following them. And then they tried and this guy spilled the beans. So now certain organization, they say they're investigating. I told you, I travel so many countries of the world. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatum min Rabbi. Not one single country, including South Africa, all the organizations, I have personally no confidence in any one of them. All this is money-making, halal logos, scholars for dollars. Quran said, yu'minuna bil ghayb, you must believe in the unseen. Today our maulvis, today our muftis, majority of them, they are yu'minuna bil jayb. They use Islam to fill their own pockets. Allama Iqbal used to say, pehle the mufti, masail ke batane wale, ab bhi hai mufti, muf ke khane wale. That's what you are seeing there. Every week, second week, third week, big controversy. We sent out how many times, you must remember, regarding halal certificates, this whole industry, multi-billion in dollar industry. One day, you know, I used to travel via Emirates and via Dubai up and down. So I used to bring 10 newspapers, 8 newspapers while we were there in transit and waiting there for the next plane, connecting flight. So one day I read there that Dubai says they want to become the headquarters of the halal industry. Can you believe that these murtads, haramis, MBS of Saudi Arabia, MBZ of Dubai, they want to control the halal, but they themselves are murtads and so forth. That is what you see. Masa Tile, our deputy president, he's living in Alice in Wonderland. So he addresses the matric class of 2025. He say you must dream big. You must have big, big ambitions. Master Mashatile, I want to pose a question to you. How can they dream big when you and your government made pass mark 30%, 35% and so forth? Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on what is written, also on which is written. Remember, good for nothing. Two ministers of education you got, and even Zimbabwe, Malawi will not accept your matric certificate. So hopeless our matrics are, and you are living Alice in Wonderland, hopeless, useless characters. The Ijtima, yeah, in Aikenhof cancelled. I sent it out yesterday, and inshallah, our Tabligh Jamaat brothers, I say every Tablighi Jamaat, where only the men are invited, so we must attend that. And now, in a few weeks' time, they will tell us where is the new venue, inshallah, after Ramadan. So we all, the men, should go. All other Ijtima that invite men and women and so forth, we dead against all that. I refuse nowadays to give lectures to the women only and so forth. It's all fitna nowadays. You must remember that. So women's place is at home. Not that you invite them here and there and all these kind of things. Quran says, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, women must stay at home. If there's a real need, then you go outside. Not you create some, you understand, some in the name of Islam, and then we have all these big, big things going on. So Islam don't allow all that. We shouldn't fool ourselves. Our program today, 7 to 9, Moana Khalid Yaqub. 6 to 8 this evening, Suleiman Isop, inshallah, with Nat Kirat. And inshallah, we are 7 years old. Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today, tomorrow. Make dua for us. Make dua for the Capital Group. Make dua for Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. Allah Jalla wala, accept them. Allah forgive our shortcomings. Allah Jalla wala, grant us all ikhlas and sincerity and istiqamat and qabuliyat, acceptance in his court. We are the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. Wala haqqu wa haqqu ayyuttaba. And remember, the truth must be told. That is what our Islam teaches us. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'is sabil. Allah give us all tawfiq to the straight path. Jee, Maulana Salim, we have 22, 23 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I have been oppressed and abused by my husband. He didn't even bother to look after his 14-year-old daughter. Does nothing for her. What can I reap to get my justice?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have so many situations today where the husbands are ill-treating, oppressing their wives or their children or both. What must you do? So turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Ola. Read these three verses, all from the Noble Quran, and I give you the references. Chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin Surunni Alal Qawm Al Mufsideen. This dua was recited by him, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, against the homosexuals and the gay brigade there in Sodom and Gomorrah for the crime of sodomy and homosexuality. Rabbin Surunni Alal Qawm Al Mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against these mischief makers, troublemakers. So you make intention, Ya Allah, assist me against this oppressive husband and this tinpot dictator. Sometimes in life, you don't know where to turn to. So go to Nabi Nuh, Noah, peace be upon him. His name, isme grami, is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 71 is, you must remember, Surah Nuh. So go and read chapter 54, Surah Qamar, verse 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. You say, Rabbi, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. There's nobody helping me, assisting me, but you are always there for me, Ya Allah. You defend me, you assist me. So read chapter 54, verse number 10 in the 27 Jews, Surah Qamar, and then read Surah 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 44, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, my matters, my affairs, I hand them over to you, O beloved Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Verily, Almighty Allah is all-seeing, all-observing over his servants. In the next verse, chapter 40 and verse 45, Almighty Allah states, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Then Almighty Allah will protect them from the plotting, planning, scheming of those who are plotting against you. You and your daughter, my sister, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Keep on reading profusely, abundantly. Chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam read this while he was in the belly of the fish, and Allah gave us glad tidings. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala rescued Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Allah will rescue the believers also, and the Bisharat Bushra will come. So inshallah, you remain positive. Every day give out charity, 50 cent, 1 rand. Allah will change. فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. After difficulty comes ease, and Allah will make things inshallah good for you with His grace, mercy and benevolence.
To touch the Braille Quran.
So you must remember that when you speak the Braille Quran, Maulana?
Ji.
Right. So remember this, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you, my brother, my sister. You embrace Islam and you are blind. So now with your fingers, you place there on the Braille Quran. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni came to South Africa. So I told him, we have students here that are blind and they're Hafiz. When he saw them, he couldn't believe. And he's from Makkah. He's originally from Halab, Aleppo. 50 years plus he spent in Makkah. Well, Ustad, every time we used to go, we used to keep kiss his hand, kiss his forehead, is to teach us tafsir. So twice he visited South Africa, he passed away in Istanbul. So oh, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 56, verse 79, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. So when you touch the Quran Sharif, only Quran, not English translation and Urdu and Zulu and Afrikaans translation, then remember that you, if you wuzu for that with translation, is better but not compulsory. But if it is Quran, then you must have wuzu in Arabic. So this Braille is not really Arabic on something. So it's better that you have wuzu, my brother, sister, but it won't be compulsory. Similarly, nowadays we live in the new world order already. Dajjal Zamana has started. The introduction, artificial intelligence, smartphone, ugly phone. So people have the Quran Sharifs on their smartphone, ugly phone, cell phone. So are you reading from there? It's better to have wudu, but not compulsory.
Mufti Saab, men are insisting that we must give jalebi or naan kachai at the masjid on Sunday night. Is this permissible? Or is it from the Lal Kitab?
Very good question. When I was a young boy, Maulana, we're speaking about the 60s. So when Mi'raj night came, 15 Shaban came, 27 night came, Laylatul Qadr. So some bajis, they used to bring, they got good intention. They used to bring apples. So some baji brings red apple, another mota brings green apples and so forth. So we small lighties used to say, today we're going to collect lot of apples. You understood? So all these kind things got nothing to do with Sunnah, it came from our gham mentality. Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolvatpur, Dabelpur and all that. Must give nankatai and must give jalebi and that. Then that guy will say this jalebi is not so nice and so forth. So remember this, you want to do good deeds. So look at our people today. They're so obese, they're so fat they are. They can't even walk properly. If you want real thawab, then go and give there in the township. Go and give to the poor people. Then you will get reward. Giving all these fat, obese people, good for nothing, majority of them, their lives is only khana, peena, sona, and pahana. That eat, sleep, and drink, and watch TV, and visit the washroom and toilet. No, there's no sunnat, no nothing about that. If you want to, go feed the poor people. It's weekend. So go your Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, go to the poor areas and say, we are Muslims, we love humanity, and we are feeding the poor. For the love and sake of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, we want nothing from you. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. That the true pious people are those, they feed the poor, the orphans, and those in captivity, in jails and prisons. sins and so forth, only for the love and sake of Almighty Allah. Why do we feed you? Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah. We do so for the love of Almighty Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'a wala shukura. We don't want no recompense from you. We don't want no thanks from you. So chapter 76 and verses number 8 and 9. Yes, if people are fasting like 15 Shaban, 14 Shaban, and then you bring iftar to the masjid, 100% we encourage that. But for this fast, yeah, it's not sunnah to fast. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, on 27 Rajab, if he saw people fasting, he used to tell them, break your fast now in front of me. Go and read the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar. So remember, we mustn't bring our own sunnahs in Islam. Islam is complete. You must follow. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about, you must follow. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Sahih, authentic hadith, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. So follow my sunnah and follow the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. So remember to fast on Sunday or that or Monday with intention of Mi'raj, that's not sunnah. You fast on Monday because it is Monday, that is sunnah. But don't associate it with the Mi'raj. Mi'raj is the great miracle. Jumma Bayan I gave yesterday, I spoke about Mi'raj and everything. We believe in it, it's part of our system. But we bring all this Nankatai story, Jalebi story, Apple story, all that. Go and give the poor. Don't go give Mufatiyas and all that.
Kisab, a khala wants to put her entire estate into waqf, thereby denying her heirs of any share in her inheritance. Is this permissible?
Khala, you go straight Jahannam. That is what Allah Ta'ala says. You say that you got 100,000, you got 1 million, you want to give that there to the masjid, madrasa, darulum, and you don't want to give anything, you must remember to your heirs because they harmed you, they made funny statements against you. Whatever it is, Allah says totally haram. Kala, or it is male or female, uncle, auntie, go read Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, and verses 12, 13, 14. When you are drawing up your wasiyat nama, your last will and testament, غَيْرَ مُدَارٍ غَيْرَ مُدَارٍ, you can't be causing harm to the heirs. Absolutely haram. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Imam Malik has mentioned in Muwatta Imam Malik, la dharara wa la dirar, don't cause harm to yourself, don't cause harm to others. All that is totally haram. If you do things properly, your will is according to the sharia, and then وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the supreme success. Chapter 4, verse 13. That غَيْرَ مُدَارٍ is chapter 4, verse 12. What you are doing, kala, kalu, whatever, uncle, auntie, totally haram. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَأَدَّ حُدُودَهُ, you go beyond the limits. You're depriving your heirs, you're depriving your children, you're depriving your parents, you're depriving your spouse. All of them are Muslim. If they're non-Muslim, there's no inheritance for them. But these are Muslims. And deliberately you are saying that also. You don't want to give them. So what happens then? يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah dispatches that person straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid. And you stay there for a very, very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, for such a person will be humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse 14, absolutely haram to do that. No way Islam allows that. Even if your family hurt you and so forth, Islam means Muslim. We have to submit, surrender to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawan aw karha, whether we like it or we dislike it. That is Sharia. Not our woman's fancies and desires.
Mufti Saab, am I allowed to color my hair black?
The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. One day he, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, whose name is Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name is Abdullah. His father's name is Uthman. But today does Ummah, today the Sunnis, me and you, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if you ask them, majority, 80-90%, they don't know the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. They don't know the name of Abu Quhafa, the name, the name, isme grami of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father. But you ask them about the cricket and soccer and tennis and all these haramis and shaitan business, that they will know. You see, so where is our love? Where is our allegiance? So he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's father, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Sahih Hadith. His hair was gone whitish, greyish. The Master Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ghayyiru shayb, O Ya Aba Quhafa. That is Uthman, the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. They change the color of your hair, put brown, other colors, and so forth. Wajtanibu sawad, wajtanibu sawad. But you must abstain from black. So to dye our hair black, to use black mehndi, your mother's sisters, on the hair, there on your head, and so forth. So all that haram and not permissible is deception. Man ghashana falaysa minna. Hadith again in Sahih Muslim. Who deceives us is not of us. So black not permissible. Other colors permissible. You make it brown, dark brown, all that permissible, no problem.
Okay, sir, what is the Sharia ruling about honeymoons?
Honeymoon in Arabic is called Shahrul Asal. Yesterday in my lecture, I was in Saral Deen. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward the Mawlana there, Mawlana Junaid Ibrahim, all the trustees, musallis. Very good program with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam. So in the ending, I said, Ummah, read about Palestine, read about Hamas, read about our Mujahideen, our Taliban, and so forth and so on. We support them. And we must give them and go to Palestine. I say, today you waste your money, you go for Dubai and you go for Umrah 5 times, 10 times, for what? Just for a holiday and merrymaking in most cases, and all that. You just waste money. You go for honeymoon, you go to Mauritius, you go to Maldives, and you go to Malaysia, M3, 3 M's. When you come back, the honey is missing and the moon is missing. So all this is not permissible. And I said it in Arabic before we started the Q&A. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We must show people and have influence on them. But today we are bombarded by the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and Netflix and all these haram activities. So we want to mimic them. What they see on the films, on the screen, say, ha, ye to bohut acha lagta hai. So let us go and imitate them. I got married, and then I had to take my wife to Karachi. No house, no nothing. So 3 days we spent in the hotel. I had to sort out the house, everything. And then everything you come will be two cups, two saucers, 2 teaspoons, 2 spoons. Haji Bhai Padia, Abu Bakr Arbi, Rahimahullah, and 4 of them total came to my house in Karachi, 1980, 1400 Islamic calendar. So Bhai Mota was Waliullah. So he realized that this mota got nothing here. So I gave them 2 cups of tea for Haji Bhai Padia and Abu Bakr Arbi, that are the great people of the Ummah of South Africa. What an impact they made with the Tabligh Jamaat and so forth. So nevertheless, the other two were just waiting. So Bhai Mota told me, Bhai Mota means Bhai Padia, we call him Bhai Mota. So Haji Bhai Padia told me, when you come to South Africa, you must live like this. So I just make GGG, inshallah. Who can live like that? We are students, so you must remember that. So that is how you start your marital life. No fridge, no cupboard, no bed. We used to sleep on the floor, double bed, double mattress, you know what I mean? And these type of things. So how my wife used to cook? With primus, you see? No electricity, no electric stove, no nothing. So that's how you start your life. Now we want to start our life right on top. Go honeymoon and book in this hotel and that hotel. Then when they come back, now you come away from your dream world. Now the raw emotion starts speaking. Let the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law have a fight. Let the husband and wife have an argument. Then you see Skopskit and Donner. You see, you know Skopskit and Donner. That is our Afrikaans. Afrikaans is a very beautiful language. But because it's associated with apartheid, so then people hate it. But otherwise, the language is excellent. So that is a deception, remember. That in Islam, Shahrul Asal, honeymoon, not permissible. Is shaitaniyat, is israf, and when you waste money like that. Chapter 17, verse 27, Innal Mubazirin, Kanu Ikhwana Shayatin. The people who squander their wealth, they become brothers and sisters of Satan and Lucifer. Is shaitaniyat, that not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can my parents force me to get married to somebody who I don't like?
A beautiful hadith you will find there in Sunan Nasai. The lady says, my father wanted to get me married and got me married to this, meaning I must get married to ABC person. The word wahiya kariha, and she disliked it. She's akila, baligha, sane, mature. She went to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my father, biological father, is imposing upon me, I must marry so and so. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, no, he can't do that, it's not right. See how much taqwa piety she had. She said, Ya Nisa al-Madina, O you the women of Madina Munawwara, I wanted to show you your hukuk, your rights, what Islam is teaching. The father can make mashura, the mother can give a rai, an opinion, but they can't make ijbar, they can't impose upon you that you must marry ABC person, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Abdul Qadir, and thus and so. No, they can't impose it upon you. But she said, now after I've taught you, O women of Medina, what your rights and hukuk are, now to keep me apna walid majid ka laj rakunga, so I will marry that person to keep the honor of my father and them. See our Islam and so forth. So that is there. Nobody got the right to do that. So in India, Pakistan, they buy the families off and so forth. And then they tell the father that we will give you this lakh, 1 million we will give you. And we will give you this, that. And the father say, yes, get take my daughter. All haram, all this business, remember that. So it's like selling your daughter off, you know. So that you can't do in Islam. In Islam, wahi. She must be pleased, not wahiya kariha, that she hates and detests it, and you imposing maru korochuna. In our memon we say, you must accept, because why? Ipanji jatai, panji sagiai, this is our connection. So that is all wrong, those things here. You must get married based on taqwa, not because of jat and all these type of things there. So we brought some other things into our deen, cultural issues.
Mufti Saab, my husband is soaked in drugs. Can I opt out of this nikah because of the violence and abuse?
See, yeah. This is the last question, right? Then I have to go for Salat. See, yeah, Maulana Salim Kareem, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today is Saturday. This Tuesday night, I have tafsir in the Jami Masjid here in Lens. That day, the news breaking was that Eugene Buerta, in Germiston or wherever the hell he was. So he killed his mother, he killed his father, and he killed his sister. He murdered them cold-bloodedly. Father, he shot him dead with a gun. And mother and sister, remember, he hit them with a hammer and hammered them to death, you see. So based on drugs, based on alcohol, and celebrating New Year, 2024 that was. It was more than 1 year ago. I was explaining, so the one brother, Muslim brother, obviously, he said that what you talking, Mufti Saab, about that, our own people, I went here to Lens, to the graveyard, Avalon, and for one janaza, then another janaza came. So what happened? They said the son, yeah, he murdered and he killed his own biological father. And he's in the graveyard and he's smoking and all that. The word he used was man khapla, la parwa. He did no crime, he committed no crime. Imagine in our time, in our lands, a son murders his own father, must be drugged up and so forth. You, my sister, you must walk out of that marriage immediately. And he don't want to give you talaq, you go to our jamiats, you go to your imam and local ulama, you take my name also, it's fine, and immediately apply for fasakh and so forth. And if anybody harms you, this husband, because when they druggies, they don't know what they're doing, he assaults you, then you go to the police and lay a charge of assault and put him in jail. That is what you must do. Don't waste time with the ulama and jamiats and me, and that we can't do anything when there's assault and wife battering and so forth. That is what Islam teaches us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.